Okay, I no longer feel guilty. If I really was in there, I'd have starved by now and Mercy would have to rip her precious Gucci handbag out of my skeleton hands. For the love of, I say in frustration. I accidentally left the music on my computer running on loop. So go ahead, Mercy. Knock yourself out. Neither me nor your clothes are actually in there. Told you, Max crows cheerfully, poking his grinning face into frame. Told you she'd run away. Bet she's living in an ashram in India, or under a pile of furs in a cave somewhere in the Arctic. You guys need to start giving me credit for being the visionary I actually am. Oh, please. Mercy rolls her eyes. As if. Where would she go? Where would she run to? She's still in there, hiding out with a week's worth of canned food like a crazy little squirrel. She kicks my bedroom door hard. Time to face the music, Poodle McDoodle. Out you come, and wear a padded pair of knickers, you little thief, because I'm going to kick your butt. Mercy, I say, shaking my head. Squirrels don't have can openers, so you're just being dramatic. And I don't own padded knickers because I don't need them. There's a spare key in the vase on the hall table, so go and have a look yourself. Faith immediately runs off, grabs the key, and opens my bedroom door. Through my phone, I watch as they walk in, bewildered.